الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء سلاح المؤمن وإماد الدين ونور السماوات والأرض، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created this world with a very unique system and profound wisdom. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in this world has got some hikmat and wisdom, whether we understand the wisdom or we don't understand the wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had facilitated for every need of man, because Allah ta'ala created man and Allah put him in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the arrangements also for every need of man. And generally, the necessities, the things that are most required, most needed, they are also quite easily available. A person needs air to breathe. He needs oxygen, so it's free. A person just breathes. Water, Allah made it easily available for him. So the more man needed something, the more easier Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for him. The more accessible Allah made it for him. One of man's necessities in this dunya is that he will get sick. And this is something from the very inception of the dunya. There were sicknesses, there were plagues, there were pandemics. You had all these different problems. It didn't start now. It didn't start yesterday. It didn't start 1 year ago. It is something that's there from the very inception of the world, from the very beginning of the dunya. So for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put three systems in place. And three things have been prescribed. And this is something that, as I mentioned, not only from now, but it's being prescribed from the time insan is in this world, from the time Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came to this dunya. The first thing, which is one of the most important things, that unfortunately many of us tend to bypass this or don't really attribute much significance and importance to it. The first thing to solve a problem or to cure a sickness is dua. Remember, dua is what is going to bring down the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shifa also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person gets sick, it's not the doctor, it's not the medication. The shifa is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person needs to make excessive dua. Dua will give you direction. Dua will give you guidance. Often in life, a person doesn't know which corner to turn to, which side to turn to. I don't know, should I do this, do that? 50 people are telling me 50 things. I'm hearing different things. But dua is that which, inshallah, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire you as to what measures you need to take. Because you're making dua and you're asking Allah. Now there are many incidents to explain this here. One is the famous incident of Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi is a small child and he loses his eyesight. He's an orphan, his father passed on. Naturally, the mother will be extremely concerned and worried. What is going to happen to this child? What is his future? He's gone blind. So she makes excessive dua. You know, when we say excessive dua, it's not like you raise your hand 2-3 minutes and then you make dua. It means you make dua and carry on and carry on and continuously make dua. And that is what's going to bring Allah's help down. And what happens? One night she sees in a dream Hazrat Ibrahim, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is telling her, ya hadihi qad raddallahu ala abniki basarahu bikathrati du'aik. O woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has restored the sight of your son because of your abundant dua. Because of the amount of dua you made. And she wakes up in the morning and the child is back to normal. And he can see. And remember, these things still happen till now. Because it's the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah never changed. Allah's power is no deficiency. Allah's treasures, there's no decrease in it. The problem is in our yaqeen, our conviction. Another incident, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afflicted with sihr. Now this appears in authentic books of hadith. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brought the narration. Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, other muhaddiseen, and some time had passed. There is a difference of view in the historians now, how long it was. Some say 6 months, some say 1 year. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows now something is wrong. He's not well. He can understand that something is affecting him, something is afflicting him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she quotes this hadith, wherein she says, one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by me, and that day he just made dua, and he made dua, and he made dua, and he continuously made dua. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell off to sleep, and in that semi-sleep state, he sees that two farishtas come. One sits by the head, the other sits by the feet, Hazrat Jibreel and Hazrat Mikael, and they are conversing among themselves. Ma wajahu rajul, what's wrong with this man? So the other farishta replies, matboob, he has been afflicted, you know, with the evil spell, with sihr. Man tabbahu, who's this that cast the spell on him? Labid ibn al-Asam al-Yahudi, Labid ibn al-Asam, the Jewish person, he's the one. Where is this thing buried? Fi bi'ri dhi arwan, it's buried in this certain well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up, and he tells Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah accepted my dua. And Allah showed me now, what is this problem that I'm afflicted with for so long? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes with some sahaba, eventually they remove that, they destroy it, they dismantle it, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his health is restored, he's back to normal. As though he's opened up from chains or shackles, you know, like how you tied, as though he was tied up, as though he's just opened up, and all this has been removed. But again, here I'm showing you, the hadith distinctly mentions the words, da'a, wa da'a, wa da'a. He carried on making dua, carried on crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because who is going to bring the shifa? Who is going to solve the problem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what our condition is, after you tried everything, then now you say, now let me make dua now. But that was supposed to be the first resort. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila salah. When anything really perturbed him, the first thing he would do, he would rush towards salah. Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi in Ruhul Maani mentions an incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he's suffering with a stomach pain. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I got this pain in my stomach. Now this was Anbiya alayhi salam, you know, they had that link with Allah. That is what we need to create. That is what we need to also bring in our lives. Why we can't talk to Allah? Like how you talk to your doctor, you talk to your physician, you talk to your psychiatrist, you talk to your psychologist. Why you can't talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it? What's wrong? We have to now start to inculcate, learn that. Remember, if you got that, you got everything. If you can talk to Allah, all your problems are solved. Because what is there that is not in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah got no limitations. Your doctor got limitations. Your psychiatrist got limitations. He can give you certain medication. Beyond that, he can't do nothing for you. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him, in a certain place you go, there's a certain plant. Go and eat from this plant. You know, I was telling you, this Allah made things easy. Sometimes that thing is in your garden. Sometimes your shifa is in your garden. How many people will tell you? They got sick. I'm talking about this last 1-2 years. They just went to the garden. They broke one lemon. They started cutting slices, putting in the tea, putting in honey, having it in different ways. Few days time, alhamdulillah, they're back to normal. Life continues, goes on. Now you're going to wait for scientists to prove anything. Qiyamah will come, then you wait for them to prove something. But anyway, this year, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah instructs him, he goes and he eats from that. And yeah, Allah gives him shifa. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, back to normal. Life continues. Several years pass. Several years. After several years, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam again, he experiences this pain in his stomach. You know, this is now natural instinct of human beings now. You know, several years ago, I went to that tree. So Musa alayhi salam goes back there. Now he consumes that plant. And now he doesn't find any relief. So now he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, several years ago I had this problem. You directed me to this particular tree. And now again I went there. But now I see there's no benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends wahi to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that, see, oh Musa, the first time you went with my command. Now you went of your own accord. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that time I told you that. It doesn't necessarily mean that's always going to be the solution. However, this is the incident that they mentioned. But what we understand from this here is the importance of dua. The importance of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because who's going to put that shifa in that medication? Who is going to put the shifa in the doctor's hand? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first step. Dua. The second step is what we call dawa. You know, people tell you dua and dawa. Now again here, when we speak about dawa, remember, because we're speaking to you from the, you know, the prophetic traditions, the dawa that is being referred to in the hadith is the natural dawa. It's not referring to chemicals or allopathic dawa. That's a recent intervention now. The original dawa that was used now for centuries, from the inception of mankind, in fact some ulama mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the whole science of tib, of medicine, to Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. So from Hazrat Idris alayhi salam's time, that was coming down from generation to generation, until you come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam's time. And that's why you get Tibbun Nabawi. And almost every hadith kitab will have Kitabut Tib. Kitabut Tib wa Ruqa. You know, the book on medicine. What medicine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam used? What medicine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam prescribed? What sahaba used? The Quran Sharif itself tells us about honey. Fihi shifa'un linnas. Honey has got shifa in it for people, for human beings. Honey is something that has been used, and then you get different types of honey. I'm not talking about now that Chinese honey now, the fake honey now that's, you know, more sugar than anything. I'm talking about pure honey. So pure honey is something that has got shifa in it. And there's people that will tell you, in fact, Allama Aini Rahmatullah Ali, he mentions in the commentary of Bukhari that every morning Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have a bowl of water with honey in it. He would mix honey in the water and he would have it. And he mentioned that this is something that's so beneficial for a person's health. It's got so much of benefit and so much of nutrients that are in that. That is something that will boost the person's immune system. In fact, when we come to the Tibbe Nabawi, then another directive that has been given also in authentic hadiths, wherein Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً. Allah never sent any bimari and sickness in this world, except that Allah sent the shifa. Whether the doctors know it or they don't know it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, there is a shifa. And if you look at reality, respected friends, remember, we are living in the age of deception now. So there's so much of deception around us in every aspect, in every, you know, every regard there's deception. But there are people who had reversed sicknesses which according to the medical field cannot be reversed. There are many people who reverse diabetes. They're not on any medication. They reversed it with a proper diet, with some exercise, with some medication that they were taking, herbal, you know, alternate, which we call alternate. Unfortunately, that's not alternate. That is the real medication. The real medication is the herbal medication. If for some reason now you need to go to the allopathic, then within the confines of Shariat, then you will go to the allopathic. But there are people that reversed AIDS, HIV, documented cases. There are people that had reversed stage 4 cancer, where the doctors told a man, go home, enjoy your life. You know, you got few weeks to live or few days. And many a people, those doctors passed on and they're still living. They're still living in the dunya. The doctors are gone from the dunya. Doctor told a man, you only got few months, you got few weeks. There are many, respected friends, there's so many cases, different people will meet you. They will give you different, you know, scenarios, different cases, case studies. That's why you have to open your eyes to reality. Don't just get deceived with everything you hear. Reality. What comes from Allah? What comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What comes from Aimai Mujtahideen? What comes from pious servants of Allah, Awliya Allah? That you hold it. You don't ask any questions. You take that. But what comes from other sources? From, you know, sinister sources. Then you're gonna be very skeptical. You're gonna ask 50 questions. Is this right? Not right? Do it? Don't do it? Because that you have to be worried about. Because where it's coming from? The source where it's coming from. This is coming from Allah. This is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're speaking about, you know, the tib, the medication, the medicine. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, fil habbati sawda shifa'un min kulli da' illa sam. Kulunji. Got a shifa for every sickness except that. Obviously there's ways to take it. You have to go to people who are experts in the field. They will tell you how to take it, how much to take, depending on a person's age, depending on his ailment, depending on his temperament, different factors. But it's, this has got shifa in it. The other hadiths that speak about senna. Senna leaves has got shifa. So there was one Dr. Nazir. He was treating people for this COVID maybe about a year now, more from England. So he was, had a very successful treatment that he was using the senna leaves. So he wrote up to all the departments, you know, the health department and the prime minister and whatever. But no one replied to him. Because no one is really interested in these type of things. In fact, a lot of these people, their articles and their clips were taken down from YouTube. It was just disappeared from there. Someone doesn't want this knowledge to spread for whatever reason, as I told you, sinister intentions. Anyway, he even then had laid out a challenge. He said, I will pay a fine of £100,000 if a patient will come to me and I will not be able to treat him or the patient will die. Something will happen to him. So he, no one took him up to that challenge. £100,000. The man was prepared to pay the fine for that. But however, respected friends, we're going to this thing of medicine, dawa. So the first thing we spoke about is dua, and the second thing is dawa, and the third thing is what we will call ruqya, or amal, or amaliyat, where you recite ayats of Quran Sharif. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when anyone was sick in his family, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read Surah Falak and Surah Nas, and he would blow on that person. He would read on himself before sleeping, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night. Qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Blows on his palms, rubs on his head, his face, rubs over his body. 3 times he would do this every night before sleeping. Surah Fatiha got shifa for every sickness. Now there's so many incidents in the time of Sahaba where they had cheated people through the barakat of Surah Fatiha. Sahaba radiallahu anhum traveling and the leader of that certain tribe, time does not permit us to go into the details. He is stung by a scorpion. Hazrat Abu Sa'idin al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala. He reads Surah Fatiha and he blows on the person and immediately he is relieved. Immediately the pain goes away. Another incident, someone was completely insane. Someone's completely mad. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a group of Sahaba, they read Surah Fatiha. They blew on the man. The man had recovered. So the same Surah Fatiha we had got. The problem is, the tongues have changed now. That was the tongues of Sahaba. Now our tongues are tongues of lies, of deception, of ghibat. So that effect now, because of our sins, our weaknesses now, we're not seeing that. But this is also another very, very effective way of treating sicknesses. So this, just to sum up what we mentioned, in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, for treating sicknesses, ailments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed three means. The first is dua. And as I mentioned, don't ever take this lightly. The more dua you make, the too little it is. Make dua, get people to make dua for you also. Don't ever feel shy to tell someone, make dua for you, because you don't know whose duas will help you in your life. The second thing is dawa. But as I mentioned, when we speak about dawa in terms of the hadith, then we are speaking about natural dawas, things that will not cause harm to your body, things that do not have those side effects, etc. And the third thing is ruqya, where we read Quran Sharif. Sometimes you're reading, you're blowing on the person. Sometimes you're reading, you're blowing on the water. Sometimes you're writing the name of Allah. Sometimes you're writing the ayat of the Quran. The person is consuming this, drinking this. Allah has kept shifa in this. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.